right. And what kind of wood you usually use for that?
Well, I know the toughest would be blade gum, but I can't pick that up.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't know any kind of available.
Okay. And the stuff, that black stuff that...
That's soot.
Okay. And the stuff that you have to shovel out.
Ash.
Okay. Now I want to ask you about the kinds of furniture you had in the house.
Oh, we had wood bedsteads with slats, you know, and well, straw takes most of it. You didn't have mattresses, you know, back then.
Yeah.
And I have some. My grandfather had what they call a corded bed. They put rope through the bottom, you know.
Yeah.
Foundation, support.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of having the base spring. Yeah,
I guess. Well, they were, you know, kind of flexible.
Sure. Did you have any, how about things you sat in?
Oh, old split-bottom chairs.
Did you ever have a piece of, what would you call a piece of furniture like this? Of course, you didn't have something like that.
This is supposed to be a couch.
Okay.
All right.
Did you ever hear it called anything else?
Nope.
Something starts with an S. So, I just wondered if that word was at all common to you.
I'm trying to say, no, I can't say.
I think of the word sofa.
I've heard that name too, but I wouldn't know the difference.
Okay, all right, all right. Now, how, all right, that's fine. How about the kinds of things that you'd, the kinds of things you put your clothes in, that your mother might store clothes in?
Well, just a closet.
All right. Did you ever have one of those that was movable?
No, they call that a shelf robe, I believe, or something of that nature.
And how about a thing that you just had drawers that you might put clothes in a bedroom?
Well, and some old bureaus or dressers or something, they would have places to put a small amount of clothes, like underwear, shirts, ties, or whatever.
Right, that's exactly what I meant. And how about the things that you might pull down over the...
Window shades?
Yeah. Now, what kind did you have in your...
Well, there was an old composition material, kind of like paper or something. They're cloth painted yellow.
Oh, you used yellow ones. I heard of the green ones, but I...
I saw them blue, maybe green.
Yeah, I see. Did they have any... They were just called window shades, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And a place up over the the living area where you might store things in the house.
Well, we call that a loft.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Now, did you have a little room off the kitchen that you might store extra canned goods and things
in? Well, smokehouse for that.
Okay.
Fruit. Like in those days, they could smoke fruit, you know, with sulfur and preservatives.
Yeah. How did they do that?
We just put it in a container like a barrel or something, put the fruit in there on something, would hold it up, you know, and put fire in the sulfur and burn it.
Uh-huh.
We saw that having to feel. And it was delicious.
Uh-huh.
It keeps termites out of you.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. It smelled so bad, they wouldn't go near it, huh?
We didn't have them pretty much termites back in those days. We didn't have them.
Uh-huh.
They were too tough for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't stand it.
Do you have a lot of trouble with termites up here in this area now?
I didn't quite get to mention.
Do you have a lot of trouble with termites up in this area now?
Oh, now we do, yeah.
Yeah, I just wondered if I know they need a lot of water, and they're very plentiful. I heard some of them that, I think it was on television last night, about these termites that eat right through composition walls and everything else.
Cement and
whatever. Yeah.
They don't want to come in contact with
them. No, they're man-eaters. Voracious indeed. What would you call a bunch of old worthless things that you might just keep around that you don't really know why you keep it, but you just don't want to get rid of it?